الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد. صدق الله العظيم. وعن مصعب بن سعيد عن أبيه قال: قلت يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أي الناس أشد بلاء؟ فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الأنبياء ثم الأمثل فالأمثل، أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My respected brothers and elders, it is now approximately 553 days, over 1.5 years, since the war has begun. And this war, which has become famously known as Tufan al-Aqsa, the Battle of Masjid al-Aqsa, where the Muslims have now taken the initiative and have started fighting for Masjid al-Aqsa. 553 days since that this has begun. And 553 days since this genocide has begun, since the murder in Gaza has begun, since the killing has begun. For the past 553 years, the child did not have a full meal. For the past 553 days, the child did not get a sip of clean water. For the past 553 days, that mother could not sleep at night out of fear that what will happen to my children? Will they be able to survive till the morning? How many 1.5 years have passed since the people in Palestine are living in this manner? Each day comes, a different house is collapsing, people are being killed, small babies are being shredded to pieces. one bomb and an entire building collapses, the entire family is gone. That father leaves his home to go and collect some bread which is being distributed. He comes back, his entire family is gone. 1.5 years since this has begun, since the entire ummah is watching what is happening to the people in Palestine, every person has to ask himself, what have I done to make a difference? We are all, it's easy for us to talk, easy for us to say we'll do this and we'll do that. But every person has to bring a change into his own life. A person has to introspect and look at his own life. What difference have I brought into my life? Easy for us to say that we can do this and we can supply this and we can give this money. But it is for us to make a change into our lives. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned something to the effect, أَعْمَالُكُمْ عُمَّالُكُمْ, that your actions, the result of your actions will be your leaders. How you behave, how your actions are, accordingly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will appoint leaders over you. Every person has to look into his own life. In the month of Ramadan, the masajid were full. After Ramadan, the masjid is empty. When it came to Fajr Salah, we look at the Jum'ah crowd, how full the masjid is. But we look at Fajr Salah, how empty the masjid is. So every person has to look at himself, what difference can I make in my own life, in my own community, in my own family, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change the conditions of the world. So now it's over 1.5 years since this genocide has begun. The entire ummah is watching. It shouldn't become a habit that now daily we just look at our phones. We see, oh, another house has been bombed, another baby has been killed. Forward the message and carry on. It should bring some pain to our hearts, some sorrow to our hearts. Every true believer, but true iman will feel the pain that those people are feeling. But together with feeling this pain, we can never question the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is full control. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is happening to the minutest, to the smallest detail. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is aware what is happening. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows why it is happening. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows when it will end. We can never question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command that why is this happening to them? Why that child has to be killed? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. We leave it to the decision and the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person has to look into history of Islam and Muslims, then a person will find that from the beginning of times, when it came to the people of the truth, when it came to the Muslims, when it came to the people of true iman, then they were always tested. They had to go through the most difficult of tests. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one day Sahabi asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَيُّ النَّاسِ أَشِدُّ بَلَاءً. Then, O Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which people will go through the most amount of difficulty? Which people will go through the greatest amount of tests? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, الْأَنْبِيَاءُ ثُمَّ الْأَمْثَلْ فَالْأَمْثَلْ. The Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, those chosen people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will go through the most amount of difficulty. And thereafter, those people who are closest to them, and then those people who are closest to them. So we can only imagine what love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has for those people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing them like how he tested the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. So if you look into history, history is full of oppression against the Muslims, genocide against the Muslims. And one important incident that we can look into that and that incident we can take lesson from and we can look at it in the light of today's time. If we take a look at Surah Al-Buruj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the 30th para, Surah Al-Buruj wa Samai Dhati Al-Buruj. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in a riwayat the entire incident, an interesting incident where we can take lesson from. In the past, there was a king, a non-Muslim king, a disbelieving king. And this king had a magician. And this magician was becoming old, he could no more practice magic like how he used to practice. So one day the magician comes to the king and he tells the king that I have become old. I need someone young now to take up this position of being your magician. So why don't you find someone who is capable of this? So the king sends his soldiers out and they find an intelligent youngster. And this youngster is chosen that this youngster now will become the next magician. So daily this youngster would leave his home, he would walk to the palace and come and learn from the magician. As he would walk every day from his house to the palace, he would pass by a monastery, a place of worship. At that time, the true religion was not Islam, the true religion was Christianity. He would pass by the place of worship of a Christian monk, a Christian alim, as we say, a Maulana, who was a Christian. And one day, curiosity got over him, and he comes into the place of worship of this monk. And he listens to what this monk has to say, and he's impressed, he's taken aback. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens his heart, and he accepts Islam, and he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he continues daily. When he would leave home, he would stop by the monk for a few minutes, and then he would go to the magician. But a problem came up, that when he would leave home and come to the magician, he would get delayed because he used to visit the monk. So this magician would beat him up and scold him for coming late. And likewise, when he would return back home at night, because he would stop by the monk, he would become late and he would be delayed in going home, and his family would beat him up. So he comes to the monk and he tells the monk that this is my problem. I'm going late to the magician, he is shouting me. I'm going late home, they are beating me, what should I do? So the monk tells him that what you do, when you go late to the magician, tell him that your family delayed you. And when you go late to your family, tell them the magician delayed you. So like this, the boy continued, and he began learning from this monk the true religion, true Islam. He began learning about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A time passed like this. One day this youngster leaves his home. He's on his way to the monk. And there's a huge dangerous animal in the pathway of the people. People are terrified, people are scared, people cannot cross the pathway. So this youngster tells himself that today I will see whose religion is true. He picks up a stone and he says that I am throwing this stone in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rabb of the monk. And he throws the stone and immediately this animal dies, it's killed. And everybody is allowed to pass freely. Then this youngster comes to the monk and he tells the monk, this is what happened. I use the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I remove the obstacle from the people's path. The monk tells this youngster that your level of iman has reached such a high level that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now test you in some way. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter gave this youngster the ability that with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he could cure people. So if a person has a sickness, he would come to this youngster would make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would cure this person. From amongst the courtiers of the king, there was a courtier who was blind. He heard about this youngster, this youngster can cure sick people. So he comes to this youngster with many gifts and he tells this youngster that if you cure me and you give me my sight back, all these gifts that I have all belong to you. So the youngster tells him that wait, leave your gifts one side. First you must believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cure you. So the courtier accepts, he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this youngster makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This courtier, he gets his eyesight back. He returns to the kingdom, he comes to the palace, he sits in the gathering of the king. And the king realizes that this courtier can now see, and he asks him that, where did you get your eyesight back from? How can you see now? So this courtier replies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the eyesight back. The king flies into a rage, he becomes angry that you have a Rabb, you have a Lord besides me. I am the king, I am your Lord. Who is this Allah you're talking about? The courtier tells him that I am talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your Rabb and my Rabb. He is the one who is in control, and he is the one that can give cure, and he gave him the eyesight back. The king tells his soldiers, take this courtier and torture him, beat him. Ask him where he learned about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from. They begin torturing this courtier. And finally he reveals that youngster who is coming to the magician, he believes in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He invited me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this youngster is brought before the king. And the king questions him, he interrogates him. And he asks him, who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And they begin to torture this youngster. Finally this youngster tells the king that so and so, monk, and his place of worship is there. He has invited me to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally this monk is brought before the king. And he says that I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am a believer, and I call you all also to believe to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The king refuses and tells his soldiers that invite him to disbelieve. Order him to give up his religion. The monk refuses. Then the king tells the soldiers that take a sword, cut him in half. This monk is killed in this way. Thereafter the king tells the courtier of his that if you do not give up your religion, you will be saved, you will taste the same fate as this monk also. We will saw you into half. This courtier refuses to give up. He says, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This courtier is also sawed into half. Thereafter, the turn of his youngster comes. And he also refuses to give up believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The king tells his soldiers, take this youngster to so and so mountain. And when you have reached the top, throw him from the top. The soldiers take this youngster. As they are climbing up the mountain, this youngster makes dua in his heart and he says, Allahumma kfinihim bima shi'ta. That Allah, you suffice them how you wish. You take care of them how you wish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the entire mountain to shake. All the soldiers fall off the mountain and die except this youngster. Immediately he comes back to the king. The king is shocked. What happened?
Tell the king, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save me. The king orders another group of soldiers, take this youngster, take him in a ship. When you all reach the middle of the ocean, you all cause the ship to sink and you all return. They take this youngster, they board a ship. When they come to the middle of the sea, again this youngster makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma kinihim bima shi'at. Oh Allah, you suffice him how you wish. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the ship to sink. All the soldiers drown, but this youngster. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saves him. He returns to the king, he tells the king that my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has saved me. The king is puzzled, he doesn't know what to do. Thereafter the king tells the youngster tells the king that I will tell you how to kill you. I will give you the recipe of my disaster, I will tell you how you must kill me. And he tells the king, you gather the entire kingdom in a plain, in an open ground. Thereafter you tie me to a tree. You take an arrow from my quiver, you place it in a bow, and when you are letting this arrow hit the target and hit me, then say, I am releasing this arrow in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rabb of this youngster. The king agrees, this is his only way to get rid of this youngster. He doesn't want Islam, he doesn't want the belief of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to spread. The entire kingdom is gathered. His youngster is tied to a tree. The king takes the arrow, he places it into the bow, and before he releases it, he says loudly that I am releasing this arrow in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rabb of this youngster. And he releases this arrow, it hits the youngster and he passes away. The entire kingdom is watching what is happening. The entire kingdom, after seeing the belief of this youngster, the entire kingdom say, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in the Rabb of this youngster. The king is puzzled, he is shocked that what I tried to do, either I'll get rid of this youngster, Islam will not split. I got rid of him. I brought an entire nation who have now accepted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as their Rabb. I brought an entire nation who have accepted Islam. Then the king tells his soldiers, all these people have become Muslims. Dig trenches, light fires, and throw all of them into these fires. This was a test of the iman. They were new Muslims, they were not born Muslims. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the sweetness of iman. They had iman in their hearts. Here the soldiers begin to dig in trenches, they light fires, and these people are now thrown into these trenches. Such was their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On their own accord, they begin rushing and jumping into these trenches. There's a mother with a baby. She comes to the trench. She is not sure whether she should jump in. The small child of hers, the love of the child is in her heart. She is doubting whether she should jump into the fire or not. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives the child the ability to speak. The child tells the mother, Ya Ummah, isbiri fa innaki ala al-haq. Then, O my mother, be patient. You are on the truth, jump into this fire. Immediately the mother jumps into the fire with this child. This entire nation, all of them jump into this fire and they give their lives to the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran that these people who were killed in this fire, who were tortured in this manner, what was their crime? Why did they have to suffer like this? Why did that child have to burn in the trench? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ. That their only crime, the only offense that they so-called did, was that they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The reason why they were killed was because they had iman. In today's time, if you have to look at the people in Gaza, the people in Palestine, what crime did they do? They did nothing. But the reason why they are going through this difficulty, the reason why they are being tested in this way, وَمَا نَقَمُوا مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ. Because they have iman, because they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test them in this way. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the people who will go through the greatest amount of difficulty and the greatest amount of tests are the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam, and then those who are closest to them. So like how the people of the past, the people of Surah Al-Buruj, how they had to suffer because they had iman. In today's time we're seeing it. People of Palestine are going through these difficulties because they have iman. We may look at it in a negative sense, but let us look at the positive side. When this genocide started, we look in different parts of the world. People began hearing what is happening. Then who are these people in Palestine? They are being killed in this manner. Babies are being killed. Why they are being killed? What crime did they commit? The kuffar, the non-Muslims began researching. Then who are these people of Palestine? And they realize that these people have iman. They believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The difficulty that they are going through has become the greatest form of invitation to Islam in today's time. People, after looking at their lives, looking at the difficulty that they are going through, under no circumstances they will give up the iman. This has become now the greatest form of da'wah and invitation to iman. The difficulty that they're going through, the suffering that they are going through, people have now brought a change into their lives just by looking at the iman of these people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that the people of the trench, their only crime was that they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions two qualities of his. وَمَا نَقَمُ مِنْهُمْ إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that people will go through difficulty, people were killed, people were tested because they believed in me. But remember, I am Al-Aziz, I am Allah Almighty. When the time comes, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to unleash his wrath on these people, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to change conditions, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's might comes into action, then no oppressor, no weapons, no nuclear weaponry, nothing can stand in the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's anger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring that day. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what is happening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can see what is happening. That day will come where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show his might. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am Al-Hamid. I am all praiseworthy. All praise belongs to me. Then I know what is happening. It may not look like we understand what is happening. We may question sometimes which we should not be doing. You may ask why a child has to be killed, why they have to go through such difficulty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, praise belongs to me. I know why I am doing this. I know why this is happening. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Then remember, in this world, an oppressor may do what he wants. He may commit oppression. He may do as he wishes. But remember, the kingdom of the skies and earth only belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala owns the sky. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to do what he wishes, as he wishes, when he wishes, nobody can stand in the face of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق. That those people who oppress, those people who cause difficulty to the believing men and women, those people who harm the believers, those people who harm the Muslims, and they do not repent from their oppression, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق. Those oppressors, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fling them into the fire of Jahannam. They will have to taste the fire of Jahannam. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that what is true success? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says success in this world, not to have a big car, not to have a smart house, not to have a big bank balance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ. Those who believe, those who do good actions, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they perform their salah, they do good actions. That is the true success. That is the greatest success. We look at these people in Palestine. A lesson for us to take amongst those tents, amongst the rubble, yet they are performing salah. Yet they are reciting Quran. We have to ask ourselves, Jum'ah salah, masjid is full. Where is Fajr salah? How many of us are performing our Fajr salah with Jama'at in the masjid? Those people, despite the difficulty, despite the oppression, they will gather in one tent, in the street, amongst the rubble, and they will perform their salah with Jama'at. Barely any water, barely any food. We have every luxury we have. We have the best of homes. We have water. We have food to eat. We have masjids. We have beautiful masjids. Yet Fajr time, the Muazzin makes the adhan, and we are sleeping. We have to take lessons from these people. Look at their level of iman. Look at their level of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That despite whatever difficulty they are going through, yet they are so obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq that we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the same manner, and we bring five salah into our lives. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, help the people of Palestine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, open the doors of victory upon them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make it easy for them. And if hidayat, if guidance is not written for the oppressors, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, destroy them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, remove them from the surface of this earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take care of them like how he took care of the oppressors of the past. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq. Akhir da'wana, alhamdulillah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Bismillah.
الحمد لله الأكرم الذي خلق الإنسان وكرم وعلمه من البيان ما لم يعلم، فسبحان الذي لا يحصى امتنانه باللسان ولا بالقلم. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، الذي أوتي جوامع الكلم وكرائم الحكم ومكارم الشيم، صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه نجوم طريق الأمم. أما بعد، فإن علم الشرائع والأحكام هو أعظم فرائض الإسلام، ومن ثم أمر به وحض عليه تعليما وتعلما. فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: بلغوا عني ولو آية. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من سلك طريقا يلتمس فيه علما سهل الله له به طريقا إلى الجنة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: تعلموا القرآن والفرائض وعلموا الناس فإني مقبوض. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. أمن هو قانت آناء الليل ساجدا وقائما يحذر الآخرة ويرجو رحمة ربه، قل هل يستوي الذين يعلمون والذين لا يعلمون، إنما يتذكر أولو الألباب. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم، إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرًا ونذيرًا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصهما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئًا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على سيدنا محمد وأزواجه وذريته. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعلى سائر الصحابة أجمعين، وعنا معهم بعفوك وجودك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم أيدهم بتأييده، اللهم عليك باليهود الغاصبين، اللهم شتت شملهم ومزق جمعهم ودمر ديارهم. اللهم خالف بين كلمتهم وزلزل أقدامهم، وأنزل بهم بأسك الذي لا ترده عن القوم المجرمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قال تعالى: فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. Just within the surface and filling all the gaps. الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والسماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود قتل أصحاب الأخدود النار ذات الوقود إذ هم عليها قعود وهم على ما يفعلون بالمؤمنين شهود وما نقموا منهم إلا أن يؤمنوا بالله العزيز الحميد الذي له ملك السماوات والأرض والله على كل شيء شهيد إن الذين فتنوا المؤمنين والمؤمنات ثم لم يتوبوا فلهم عذاب جهنم ولهم عذاب الحريق إن الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ذلك الفوز الكبير الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن بطش ربك لشديد إنه هو يبدئ ويعيد وهو الغفور الودود ذو العرش المجيد فعال لما يريد هل أتاك حديث الجنود فرعون وثمود بل الذين كفروا في تكذيب
المفيد في لوح محفوظ. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وحسنك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. جزى الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد.